New York Islanders forward Casey Cizikas, who has now begun his 15th year in the organization, is joining us for the 10 questions sit down. Casey, it's simple. We're going to ask you the same 10 questions we've already asked Matthew Darche and Patrick Waugh. The first one is, can you tell me about your best game that you ever played?
My first NHL game. That's something that we all dream of. That's something that we work extremely hard to achieve, and one that I'll remember and be very proud of.
Do you feel like that one was one of those memorable games that you had an impact in, or is there another game that you can think of that you really are proud of the effort because you thought it was the best effort maybe that you've ever put out on the ice?
Definitely one of the most memorable. It was it was a Ranger Islanders game at the Coliseum, and those I don't think I was ready for that kind of atmosphere, and that was a lot of fun. But I think that first series against Pittsburgh, when we made the playoffs, that's something I can look back my career and being as young as I was to have an impact, I think, in that series, I was definitely proud of that.
Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
I mean, I don't know if he's necessarily underrated. I don't think he gets enough credit for his game. I'm a big fan of Kempe in Los Angeles. I think the way he plays the game, I think he's an elite player. He does all the right things, and I think he's more deserving. Maybe he gets the credit. I just don't see it, but I think he's more deserving. For the type of game he plays.
Let's say a fan wants your autograph at the rink, whether it's a practice day or maybe a game day. In your opinion, what's the best time for a fan to approach you for an autograph?
I guess after practice, after games are tough. I think, I feel bad sometimes driving by. I know they're waiting there, but, sometimes it is tough and I will stop once in a while, but after practice, I would say it's probably the best.
I love this question. Have you ever been pranked by an Islanders teammate over the years? We need the story.
I mean, there's nothing really serious. I mean, you're talking small ones, like, well, a water cup under the helmet, or we used to fill guys. I remember, I did it when Greg Cronin was here. We filled his hockey stick up with water and put the knob back in. And he couldn't figure out why his stick felt weird on the ice at the start. And I think that, just little innocent ones like that are, that one was pretty good.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that story. When you encounter a tough night at the rink, what's the best medicine to get over that when you get back home?
You always think of what you could have done better. What if I did this? What if I did that? But I think the best thing is just to go over the game, go over your shifts, and kind of just accept, the game, it happens fast out there. And when you watch it back on video, sometimes you're looking at it and you're like, oh my God, I could have made this play. I could have done this better. But in that moment of the game, it doesn't always happen like that. So you just got to remind yourself to tomorrow's a new day, and I'm going to be better tomorrow.
Some guys like to watch their shifts and their clips. Some guys like to just forget about it altogether. So you're one of those guys that watches them,
gets frustrated at myself, and then tell myself tomorrow's a new day. We're going to get better. We're going to be better.
What athlete do you admire most outside of hockey?
I kind of admire, like, every sport's different, and that's what I appreciate. I mean, you can go from, basketball. These guys are, 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". 7 foot, running up and down the court, and the amount, and that court isn't very big. When you watch a game up close, it's tight quarters and there's big bodies. Baseball, what it takes to, it's a one-on-one battle, the mental battle between a pitcher and a hitter. What pitchers have to go through, and then even coming into a game as a closer, it's three out. I mean, everything. UFC, you have two animals going into a cage that, like, it's me or you. It's me or you. It's a mental thing. So, like, yeah, I can't really pick out one person because, I admire every single sport and what each athlete has to do.
Talking with Casey Cizikas here on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Casey, what's one app on your smartphone that you have that you think everybody else needs to know about?
I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter. A lot of these things. Me and my son, we play this game called Baseball 9. It's like a backyard baseball. I don't know if you remember that game. backyard baseball.
Yeah, of course.
So it's something like that. Me and him, I'll play. He'll have his iPad. I'll play on my phone, and we'll kind of just sit there and, you know, have fun and play that game together.
Pablo Sanchez, all-timer.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Casey, when's the last time you got nervous about anything?
When my children were born. That's kind of a different one. You're nervous. You want them to be healthy. You're nervous about, you know, am I going to be a good father? Am I going to be able to do this or do that? And, I think it kind of just all plays itself, but, you know, definitely first, it doesn't matter if it's the first, second or third, it's always, it's something new. And, I would say that's kind of the big one.
Only a couple of more for you. What's a question you're tired of answering that maybe you get asked all the time? See, I'm trying to switch it up here with some different ones. Is there anything that you get asked all the time that you're just like, please don't ask me this anymore?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a few. But it's, you know, it's part of playing sports. It's the same question. You know, what could have you guys done differently tonight? What could you have done? But you understand that where the reporters are coming from and what they need to do to, tell the story. So, it's definitely a lot easier after a win than it is after a loss to answer those questions.
Enough of my questions. I've got one from Patrick Waugh, your head coach, who we spoke with a couple of days ago. He knew he was asking you this question. I think it's a pretty good one. You've made Long Island home, obviously, for many years. Your son plays youth hockey right here on the island. Patrick Waugh wanted me to pass along the question. When you watch your son play youth hockey right now, how does that make you feel?
It makes me extremely proud. It's exciting, and I see the fun that he has on the ice. I see the joy that he has being out there, being with his friends. Sometimes it can be frustrating. 7 years old, their attention span isn't really fully there yet. They're laughing, they're joking, they're beating each other up in practice when they should be focusing on the coach. But just the fun that he's having out there, the excitement he has when he goes to the rink every single day to skate, it just brings me back to when I was a kid, and I'm just lucky enough to be on this side watching him enjoy it just like my parents did.
We're going to bridge our next interview with a question that I'd like for you to pass along for Josh Bailey. He's going to join us, obviously a good friend of yours. Came across the note the other night that you've now played 15 seasons as an Islander, tying only Josh Bailey as the longest tenured post-dynasty era. So you guys go way back, I know. Anything in particular I can ask Josh on your behalf?
I'm going to stick with something to do with kids as well. For how long he played, and you can reword this the way you want, for how long he played, for the success that he had as a player, he's now coaching his sons. What advice do you have for parents, when you're trying to balance that coach child relationship? What are the positives, and what are some things that are tougher or that maybe you struggle with?
We'll talk to Josh coming up in the game against Edmonton on Thursday. Casey, this was great. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.